My name's Dane Jorgensen. My military title is STS-3 Jorgensen. And the STS stands for Sonar Technician Submarines, and the 3 refers to I'm a Petty Officer 3rd Class. I'm from Logan, Utah. I went to Utah State for 3 years where I played hockey, and after that, I joined the Navy. I'm a sonar technician, and many people know submarines go underwater. Well, we can't see when we're underwater, so what I do is I listen to the water and find other vessels so we can avoid colliding with them or so that we can track them. Being in a submarine is a very different experience and difficult to explain. Imagine being on a plane for, you know, a few months and never seeing the sun with no windows, you know, and just working all the time. I'll do an 8-hour shift on watch and then 8 hours of maintenance and just any personal time if I get that maintenance complete, and then sleeping for 8 hours, and then I go right back on watch the next 8 hours. So I got here in 2011 when the boat was in just 4 gigantic pieces. It was crazy to see. It was just 4 really big tubes, basically, and they put pieces in and slowly slid it all together, and it's been really cool to see come together. We are currently working towards getting commissioned. That means we go from being a boat that has just been built and isn't really truly a naval war vessel, and we will be officially commissioned as the USS Minnesota. Right now we are the PCU, which stands for pre-commissioned unit, and there are 4 big events in the life of any vessel, whether it be an aircraft carrier, a destroyer, or a submarine. And that the first one is the keel laying, which is the first step in constructing the vessel. And the second is christening, where the name is selected and they bash the bottle of champagne on the hull, and then it gets put into the water. And then there's this, commissioning, which is its official bringing into service. And then the decommissioning, which is retirement, and then they, you know, either turn it into a museum or they'll scrap it out. I'm very excited for the commissioning. My family is coming out here, whom since I joined in 2010, I've only been able to see maybe once a year. A lot of my family and friends are coming out, and, you know, it's finally done the the hard push that we've been having over these last several years complete, and it very much feels like the vessel is my home. You know, it's I've watched it grow up, kind of, I guess you could say, and for the next 40 years I'm going to be known as a plank owner of the USS Minnesota. Anytime I come aboard after I leave from my initial tour on board her, it will be announced that I'm coming on board. So the whole crew will know that someone who built the ship is there. It's a pleasure and an honor.